Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé. Your 90-day fiancé.
With Allie and Melissa.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90 Day Fiancé Recrap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And this is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90 Day Fiancé universe. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And this week, we are going to be covering the Lindbergh baby. What's its name?
Did you say Lindbergh?
Yeah, I was saying like the cheese.
Lindberger cheese baby. the Lindbergh baby, because there's some new theories.
There's some new theories.
Do you remember... Because I remember we talked about the Lindbergh baby on an episode of The Alarmist like 4 years ago.
Oh, I was like, because I thought we did an episode on
we
it.
We did not. I was like, when did we? Because I know we like talked about it, but yeah, we were on there for like 5 minutes talking about it. But
one of those plastic guest appearances.
Who knows what we said?
Get. Yeah, I have no idea what we said.
No recollection.
But yeah, new info dropped. Yeah. So look forward to that if you are a patron. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail to be on our mailbag episode. Leave a traumatic story that we can all rally with you for. Honestly, talk about anything, what we've discussed in an episode, whatever. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
All right, let's get into it. 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 15, Till Death Do Us Part.
I feel like there's so many episodes named that.
I know. I was going to say, they got to get some new creative online to get to name the episodes. Do you want to get into Clayton and Anali?
Do I?
Do I ever?
God. So it's 2 days till their wedding.
Crazy.
And they're going to Indiana, and the guinea pigs are in the car they were stressed out. The guinea pigs are making all sorts of weird noises.
Yeah, he's like, the guinea pigs are stressed.
The guinea pigs are stressed. They're making noises. Yeah. They've calmed down. They're good. They're safe.
They're okay now.
Clayton's wearing a flamingo shirt.
Yeah, he's like, if my flamingo shirt is on, you know I'm ready to party.
Yeah. We will see later. That's not true. That's not true. So Annalie's getting ready for her bachelorette party that's going to be thrown by Clayton's sister, Brandy.
Yes.
And so then Clayton's one and only best friend, Cameron. Who we've met once before, shows up from San Diego because he's the best man in the wedding. They're going to do a bachelor party. His only luggage is a backpack?
Yeah, so I guess that's for the bachelor party and the wedding. So he must have just like packed a tux and a toothbrush. Like, what
I guess, because Clayton's like, "Is that all your bag?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah." And it's a backpack, and it looks like the backpack isn't really that full. And
no,
a lot of the backpack is his laptop.
Yeah, boys be crazy when it comes to.
Does
packing.
He have one of those suits that you can like roll up that supposedly doesn't wrinkle?
It's just like a linen.
Yeah. So yeah, and so. They have an indoor pool at this house that they rented, which
sick.
Is pretty baller. So, and that's Clayton's bachelor party. It's just him and Cameron swimming and playing video games.
Yeah, just a one-person bachelor party just hanging out.
Yeah.
His poor friend, the Cameron's like, I've never quite been to a bachelor party like this.
He's like, this is weird, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So then we go to Brandy's house, and it is decorated with penises, lots of alcohol, your typical bachelorette party.
Brandy's fun. We said
Brandy's
we were texting.
Fun.
We'd be friends. Brandy's a bimbo. Brandy's
yeah,
a good time.
She is. She wants to have a good time. It's her friends, and there's a party bus.
I like it because... It's kind of, it's annoying, but it's an excuse for Brandy and her friends to have a girls' night.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Brandy was probably like, I have to throw a stupid-ass bachelorette for
my just invite all her friends.
Girlfriends, but it can just be a party for us, and, like, she's going to be there.
Yeah. So, Annalie gets on a bus. She's wearing her bachelorette tiara and everything.
Yeah.
And they get on a bus, like a party bus. Woo! And then a guy comes on wearing a SWAT vest.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because Annalie's like, immigration?
Yeah. She's like, oh no, ICE? She's really
Which is
nervous.
Very funny.
Yeah.
And that's not a SWAT guy.
No,
that
it's
is
not.
A stripper.
Yeah. It's a Magic Mike time.
Magic Mike time, baby. And then it's funny because they keep cutting back to like Clayton and Cameron just like sitting at the dining room table quietly, like on their laptops, clicking away.
They're on laptops next to each other playing some sort of game. And you have it here, but he's like, they're playing a game. And Clayton's like, I love that you can teleport with a cape on.
Yeah.
Cameron's
it's
like, oh,
neat.
Yeah, it's so
it's
cool.
Cool and neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. They kept that update in the game. That's cool.
Yeah, there's like dicks in Annalie's face. He's like, I love to teleport.
Yeah, and then they get back to Brandy's house and she's shotgunning a beer.
Yeah, there's this is the first time I've ever seen Annalie happy.
Yeah, right? She's actually like having a good time.
It's also funny because one of the biggest struggles in their relationship was that like she wouldn't take pictures with Clayton and wouldn't put them on the internet. And the whole time on the party bus, she's taking nonstop selfies with the stripper.
Yeah. Brandy's like, every time like I would look away, like I would see Annalie taking selfies with the stripper. She's like, hey, what's up? Like sending
to
her
like,
friends.
Pretend that's her boyfriend. She's like, this is Clayton.
This is Clayton. He's in the FBI.
Yeah.
And they're shotgunning beers. They're just spraying beer everywhere. And Brandy's like, I want to get Annalie drunk so I can get to know the real her.
Yeah. What did she say? Like,
so a drunk person's something or a sober person's thoughts.
Drunk words or sober thoughts or something.
Something like that.
She basically says people tell the truth when they're drunk.
Right. And I don't know that Annalie is drunk. I don't know.
She can't speak English. So there is a bit of a problem in terms of getting information from her.
Text on the phone and like translate it.
Yeah.
So Brandy was like asking her what she's worried about. And she's saying how Clayton and his mom live together and she wants to have her own space without the mom. And Brandy's like, Clayton and their mom have always lived together, apparently.
Yeah.
That's not what we were told in the beginning.
Right.
We were told that it was a temporary space until his mom can move out on her own.
Yeah.
But apparently they've always lived together.
Yeah, and Brandy's like, it's disturbing. Yeah. She doesn't think it's normal. At first, I thought that she was pro them living together and was like, Clayton takes care of our mom. But she's like, no, it's disturbing. She says in the Google Translate, Clayton and mommy forever.
Oh, yeah, she does like the little things with her hand, little finger cross things.
Yeah, she's like, Clayton and mommy forever.
Forever. Yeah. Together.
Mom and Clayton are going to live together forever.
Yeah.
And it's like incestual. It's weird vibes.
Yeah, because if the mom is like taking care of Clayton, but it doesn't seem like she's doing any sort of housework either.
No.
Because she was complaining about Annalie not cleaning up after herself. Like, does she cook food for Clayton? It doesn't seem like it.
Not anymore. I think she was making him some hamburgers.
Right.
Because she knows what her baby likes.
I don't know. Annalie's like, or Brandy's like, well, what are you going to do if they don't move out? And she's like, well, we'll get a divorce. Yeah. And Brandy's like, it's weird that she's already talking about a divorce before they're married.
I think girl wants a green card.
She wants a green card bad.
Yeah, that girl wants a green card bad, and she'll deal with.
Did you see the preview for next week?
I don't know if I did.
Oh.
Oh no, what happens?
It's Clayton. So she tells Clayton about the strippers, and Clayton tells her, like, there's no fucking way that's ever going to happen again on my watch. Like, tries to be like
macho.
Yeah. And she's
that's
like,
embarrassing.
She's like, that's, I'm not. And she packs her bag.
Good for her.
Packs her suitcase.
But also, like, when would it happen again? I mean, not right. to say, like, it's not like she's going to have another bachelorette party with strippers.
No.
It's just stupid. Or go to the strip club. That's so silly.
Yeah, like, it probably won't happen again, but you don't have to, like, talk down to her like she's a child.
Yeah,
this will never happen again on my watch.
He's so insecure. Ugh, that's so weird.
I know.
Also, maybe this is just me being, I don't know, but I feel like a woman seeing a stripper is different than a man interacting with a stripper.
It is.
Like, I've been to like Thunder Down Under and I wasn't turned on. Like, it was more like, I felt like I was seeing like a comedy show.
Yeah.
Like, it was more, it's more entertainment than it is like sexual.
Yeah, there's no, like, I can't. Like, I'm sure this does happen, but like getting a lap dance from a male stripper, just it's not like, ooh, that's hot. It's like,
no.
Ugh.
Have you ever seen a woman's face getting a lap dance from a stripper? She's
they're
like
always
grossed
just
out
like,
and
yeah.
weirded out. Yeah.
Like laughing and grossed out.
Yeah. They're uncomfortable.
Like, I would rather get a lap dance from a woman.
From a woman. Yeah, me too. I would even like in a, like I'm straight, but I would rather,
right.
I'd be more turned on getting a lap dance from a woman than
exactly.
from a man. Yeah, when a man dances, I'm like,
no,
I'd rather not.
Yeah. I don't need a man to dance for me.
Yeah, I don't want you to dance for me.
Men dancing, unless I, like Backstreet Boys dancing, like that's cool.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, that's year 2000, JC Chassé
sure.
dancing for me.
Show
then
me those
that's
moves.
Sexual. That is sexual.
Well, that's
yeah,
going to
we'll
end
see
in
what
a disaster.
Happens with them. Another fantastic wedding in the works. God. Rob and Sophie. This was crazy to me. Sophie's going wedding dress shopping with her mom, and
yes.
she and Rob are not even speaking right now. They did not
right.
spend the night together. Sophie spent the night with her mom, which is a crazy time to go wedding shopping when you're
yeah.
not even speaking to your fiance, and like have not been speaking on and off.
Yeah.
this is the second time that she's slept somewhere else and has not been speaking to him since she's been.
And it's been like, what, a week?
Yeah, totally. I think it's been like under a month. So I guess Rob did not contact Sophie, but he posted a meme at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Being like, when your girl is out only telling one side of the story. And the caption said, wow, this one hits different.
And I love that Sophie had to explain to her mom, like, what does hits different mean? She's like, you know, when it like really relates to you, like this is hitting me in a different way.
Yeah. He's like, she's like, basically, this is about me. And he's this is about telling me. Everyone and wants me to see it. Now, this part was crazy. Say about the dress shop.
Okay, so they went shopping for a dress, and I noticed the owner of the shop. I'm like, oh, that's where I got my wedding dress.
That's bananas.
Yeah. It's on Melrose, like near Melrose, La Cienega. It's like West Hollywood.
It's just nice area for clothing, like an expensive clothing area.
Yeah. And there are some, like, if you go on the website, there's some very expensive dresses. There's some like really affordable dresses there too, but there's also like very high-end dresses there too. And she was trying on dresses, and I wanted to find the one she was wearing. So I looked on the website. It's called, this place called Loho. And I looked on the website, and she was trying the one dress where she's like, I think this is the one. I love it. It's a Vivienne Westwood dress. It's $6,670.
That's crazy.
And I was like, it doesn't show them buying it.
That's the thing where I was like, okay, so is this promotion for the shop, even though
they didn't even say the name of the shop,
right? So that's, I'm like, what is going on here with this family? Are they rich? Are they not? They do not act like it.
Like if her mom can spend $6,000 on a dress, why can't she get an apartment, a nice apartment here?
Exactly. It makes no sense.
Yeah, you could get like a nice studio apartment for like 6 months.
It's like crazy. Okay, so I thought at first they were like, I was like, okay, so TLC is just using that as a shooting location. But you would think in trade that they would want to say the name of the wedding dress shop, which they didn't. It just makes, I'm so bewildered. I want to get their tax records. How do you get someone's tax records?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do we have any PIs who listen to us? I need Sophie's.
And in the UK.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Do we have any UK? Because
like that shop that shop's doing very well. I'm sure they make a ton of money because there's a lot of expensive dresses in there. They don't need publicity. I don't understand it. There's so many wedding dress shops that they picked like that one.
I know. It was a beach wedding, getting like a $7,000 dress.
A beach wedding.
Because they're going to get married on the beach because they like don't have money to have a real. The whole thing.
It's so strange.
It don't add up. Don't add up.
No.
And also I thought it was funny. She's going wedding. I've never been wedding dress shopping, but she goes in like bike shorts and a t-shirt and a fanny pack. And her hair's all messed up. I'm like, is that how you go wedding dress shopping? Don't you usually kind of like have maybe your makeup looking nice, your hair looking nice, so you can get an idea of what the dress looks like?
I like put on some makeup and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I tried to look nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like if I'm going into a store where there's a $7,000 dress, I'm not wearing a bike shorts and fanny pack.
Yeah, no, like I tried to look nice,
I don't know.
It's weird.
The whole thing's weird to me.
Very confusing.
She's giving Shein, like the website, the clothing website, but she's shopping not Shein at this place. And I'm like, I don't know. Something's confusing to me. So then they come back from shopping. They don't buy anything. And, you know, Sophie calls Rob being like, can you pick me up at my mom's hotel? And he seems super not enthused about it. And he's on speaker. And then when he hangs up, Sophie's like, how did he sound? And her mom is like, he sounds really depressed and like rude and not into talking to you. And that's not how someone should talk to you. Who's like your fiance. And he's he's so low energy and such a loser.
Yeah.
And Sophie is like, well, you know, it's not all his fault. I told him something recently that kind of, you know, right. brought stuff up between us. So Sophie tells her mom that she's bisexual. And
her mom's like, oh.
Yeah, her mom has the best reaction ever. Her mom's like, well, you need to go fuck some girls then because your soulmate might be a woman. Like,
yeah, because Sophie's like, I have to tell you something. And her mom's like, oh, my God, what?
Yeah, she thought she was maybe pregnant or something.
Yeah, or like dying or something.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my God, what? She's like, no, I'm fine. She's like, I'm bisexual. Her mom's like, oh. She's like, that's not a big deal.
She's like, fantastic. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, she was hoping maybe it's an out with Rob.
Yeah.
But her mom says, you know, you need to, and Sophie's like, but I've never dated or hooked up with a woman. And her mom's like, you need to at least date or hook up with a woman, because what if you like that more?
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie's like, well, I want to marry a man because I want them to do manly stuff around the house, which is so archaic. And
so that's not, she's confused. Yeah. She's confused. Yeah, well,
that's what the mom says. She's like, Sophie, I think you're confused about life.
Yeah. She's like, my confused daughter.
Yeah. It's just,
cause she's
what,
23 or 22, 23.
Girl is so young. I hope they don't make it to the aisle.
I know. I really hope they don't. To figure out.
Yeah.
Don't throw your life away.
Do not throw your life away on this fucking loser. Yeah.
Ugh.
Nikki and Justin.
Oh my God. So they're having an engagement party.
Yeah. Big day.
Big day. Wait, what does she have say about the dress?
So she's wearing this sequin dress.
Oh,
and she looks really pretty, but she walks in and Justin's like, ooh, the dress. I like the shinies.
Oh, yeah, the shinies.
Because I think he doesn't know the word for sequins, but he's like, ooh, the dress. I like the shinies.
I like the shinies. Yeah, I noticed that rose tattoo on her boob, right?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was part of the dress or if she has a huge rose tattoo on her fake boobies. Yeah, it's not a great tattoo. It looks a little worn out.
It's probably pretty old. I wonder if it's like pre-implants, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah. It looks a little torn up. Yes, it looks a little stretched out, torn up.
And it's so funny that they're all sitting there and like, what? Like, she's like, oh, they want me to perform the song. Like, okay, I guess I'll get up.
Yeah. It's
I haven't done a soundcheck.
Yeah.
Soundcheck in this place. Like, you're not a professional.
Yeah, she has a song that I guess she had made for Justin for a present or for their wedding. It's like, have you seen that SNL skit where Kristen Wiig's like, I can't perform. I can't sing. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine, I'll do it. And everyone's like, no one asked you to. And then she sings it. It's so bad. That was literally this.
That's what it was.
The engagement party. Yeah.
And this song is...
It's bad.
It's not good.
I was going to record it on my phone, but it's like, she's like, I'm just trying to be honest. You are the hottest thing I've ever seen. It's like, and there's kind of it has a good hook, kind of.
Yeah, it's got a nice beat in there.
It's like on RuPaul's Drag Race where they have to write pop songs for skits and shows that they do. That's the vibe.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And like Justin was like up dancing. His mom was up.
Yeah,
people liked it. Into it, I guess. Like, I feel like Justin was like very impressed.
Well, it's kind of like
I've never seen her perform. This is the first time I've seen her perform.
Yeah, it's kind of like Eurovision ish.
Yeah,
or whatever that talent show is they have over there.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Fine. And did she say she performs in Los Angeles? Like, she.
I looked at her Instagram and she claimed that she's an international recording artist. So, and she released a song today on streaming.
Is it the track? Is it the Justin track?
Oh, it might be. You know, it probably is because the episode was this week.
Can we see? Is it on?
I know. But I was looking. I was like, does she perform? And there's not really a lot of her performing, really. And there's a post of her like, I'm available for hair and makeup and styling.
I would actually love for her. You know what she's going to do? She's going to do my hair and makeup, and then I'm going to go try on bridal gowns.
Because she said, because I went to her website, in her bio, she went to school for like cosmetology.
Oh.
The song is called Million Dollar Barbie.
This is kind of good. I don't hate it. That's not the song she sang. But
no, it is not.
That's not what her voice sounds like, but thank God for auto-tune.
Right. That doesn't sound anything like what she sounds like.
No, thank
live.
God for auto-tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. We should, if anyone wants to throw us some cash so she can do our makeup sometime, that would be really fun.
She's good, because she spends like 3 hours a day doing her own makeup.
I bet she can.
I bet she's good.
Beat a face. Ashley and Manuel, they're going to West Palm Beach for the wedding. I don't remember this first part. What's this first part?
Ashley's friends throw a surprise party for her when they get to like their whatever Airbnb.
Oh,
all her friends and family are there like, surprise.
Oh, I think I missed that.
It's like right at the beginning.
Okay.
And then they FaceTime Ashley's mom because her mom couldn't be there. And the mom's like, when am I getting grandkids?
Worst question.
Like, it's awkward. So then they go on a party boat. They're having a combined bachelor party.
Yeah.
And Manuel, they're having a good time. It looks fun.
Yeah.
But Manuel gets really sad because like, it's not his friends or family.
Yeah, his family's not there. Yeah. He's like having the time of his life at first, and he thinks it's so amazing. Yeah. And then he gets really sad, and he tries to, I think, call his kids or his family, and his like phone's not working because there's no service in the middle of the ocean, and he starts crying.
Yeah, he gets real emotional.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's kind of the first time I've ever actually liked him, because he opens up and he's like,
yeah,
I don't have anyone here to support me, and it's just lonely, and like the happiest day of my life, I'd want people there who actually love me.
Yeah.
It's the only time he's ever actually talked. Listen, mm-hmm. I hate Manuel, but it was nice to hear him actually speak. Then that night they go to the strip club.
Hell yeah.
It's because I guess they were going to at night split up the parties, but Manuel's one friend, Jonathan, passed out after the
boat.
Yeah. So they combine the parties, and so they go to Spearmint Rhino.
Hell yeah.
Which is not the most glamorous of strip clubs.
No.
And I don't know. Ashley is like trying to be cool. She's like, you know, I just want him to remember how fun I am. And, I want legs spread open and lap dances. And, you know, I love to see Manuel happy in his element. And I'm like,
okay, his element.
Right. I'm like, if the way to make your relationship work is you either have to have sex in public places or go to a strip club and have your man get lap dances, I don't know if this is going to work.
Interesting dynamic, I will
say. It's a little rough. And then she asks her friend if they can talk outside. And the friend's like, yeah. And she says, you know, I know that you and everyone has been really worried about my relationship with Manuel. And it's been super difficult for him to budge even an inch. But I think since you guys talked to him, because they kind of argued with him in the last episode, you know, she was like, Manuel's really changing. He even let me talk to his kids for the first time this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Because she said Manuel was on the phone with her kids, and like he handed her the phone.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, hi. Like, you know, your dad, he's doing great. And
yeah, which is super nice. But it's like, this is your fiance who's moved to America for you. And this is the first time you're talking to your kids. And I don't know. It's
weird.
You're settling for crumbs, girl.
Yeah, crumbs.
I hope it's worth it.
Yeah.
Citra and Sam.
Oh, and the next week, the preview next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Ashley's like, oh, fuck. I didn't realize. I didn't take hurricane season into account. So apparently there's like a big storm coming. She's like, I'm going to have my wedding on the beach, whether you like it or not. Like, girl, if there's a hurricane coming.
She is not budging, which is insane. So funny. How do you not check to be like,
check the weather
during?
Check, go to the fucking weather almanac. Look at the history of the date, the years. That's what we did for our wedding. And it fucking rained the first time, December 1st, in fucking 20 years. So it didn't work for us.
But I mean, like, hurricane season's like pretty predictable. Yeah. Like, that's just crazy. And she's like, well, I'm doing it no matter what. Fuck
no matter what.
This is my day.
And I got to ruin my day.
Yeah, it's bridezilla mode.
Okay.
Sam and Citra.
Oh boy. Going wedding dress shopping. Very different than Sophie and her mom.
Yeah, very, very different.
There's probably not a lot of stores in they're in Missouri?
Yeah.
Is that what state they're in?
Yeah, the woman's like, what kind of dress do you want? And Sam's like, Citra's like, a white one? Like,
and then Sam goes ring shopping with his mom.
Yeah.
And the mom does not think that Sam should have to convert to Islam to marry Citra. She's like very against, like, why do you
she's
have to
so
do
hung
that
up. Yeah, she's really hung
and Sam's
up
like, because I want to, like, I don't see the big deal.
Yeah. Also, I noticed the mom is wearing a wig or got hair extensions since the last episode.
Something's different with her.
Like, it's almost like they caught her by surprise last episode and she was in no makeup and a Rugrats shirt.
Yeah.
And this episode, she's like, I'm wearing a blouse and a full makeup of face and I'm wearing my best wig from
best
the 99-cent store.
She looked better.
She looked
She's like, I'll come to the wedding, but not going to go to the conversion where he has to convert to Islam beforehand.
Yeah. Like, it's okay, so funny because she's like, I would never force my religion on someone else. But she's trying to like force Christianity on.
Exactly. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're forcing him to be a Christian.
Yeah.
He can choose whatever he wants to do. And if Sam's like, okay, I'm into it. Citra's not forcing him. He wants to.
Yeah.
It's weird. Let him do whatever he wants. So then they rented a big farmhouse for their wedding. And Citra's family is like, they're just so impressed with how big the houses are.
Yeah. They're like, wow, he's
never,
rich.
Yeah. Never been. This is a rich person's house.
Yeah.
Never been in a house this big. And Sam was saying how Citra is the only woman in the world who doesn't want a big house. And she's like, well, yeah, there could be like serial killers living in the basement.
I get that. I get that. Big house is kind of scary. Yeah, I get that.
She's got a good point. So then Citra sits down with her dad, Herman. And so he's like, so what's going on with this drug thing? And Citra says that Sam's ex-girlfriend's dad was sick and got pain pills and he tried them and that's how he got addicted back in high school.
Oh God.
And Herman's like pretty concerned. He's like, I don't trust this. This is trouble. Like, and he's told her like, I think you should reconsider your wedding plans. And she's like taken aback by it.
Yeah.
She's like, I trust Sam. Why would he lie to me? Like, I'm getting married no matter what.
It's weird though, because she's like, he wouldn't lie to me. But I mean, he did do something wrong. Like, he verbatim did something wrong.
He lied about
it's not
that
like he's
paperwork.
Innocent. Yeah.
That diversion paperwork that he forgot to file. Like, he lied to her about it and then was like, oh yeah, I might go to jail.
he's not innocent. He definitely did something wrong. So that's what's confusing about her mentality about it.
Yeah, I don't. Her dad is like, I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, and he's like drug law enforcement.
Yeah, it's like, I know. It's kind really of like crazy.
I know how this is gonna end.
Yeah.
So tune in for next week for more chaos. Then we have The Single Life. If you're curious, Gino and Jasmine were not in this episode.
I know.
Yeah, they're taking
next week
a break.
They'll be next week. There's the wedding. I guess their wedding is next. Or it's
I think
starting
so.
Starting the wedding. Yeah.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Single Life, Season 4, Episode 5. My enemy, Chantel, she's still in Greece. She goes on a date with Giannis, this like Grecian guy who she met. And then the next morning, she wakes up and she sees her squad in the kitchen. And they say, her squad. Yeah. And they say, did any ass get cracked last night? Did you eat any banana?
Which is, what?
they talk. They're like not Gen Z, but they talk in phrases that I just don't understand. I've never related less to a group of people in my entire life. And then she's like talking about, she was on the show Pedro and Chantal,
yes,
and they started
yes.
on, they started on like 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah.
And Pedro, she and Pedro broke up, and she's like applying all the trauma with Pedro to everyone she's dating now. And she's like, I keep having deja vu when I need to have amnesia, meaning like she needs to forget about Pedro. And so then she goes to the beach to meet Giannis's friends. And I don't know, they're just like hanging on the beach and having vapid conversations that just make no sense. And it's just all so produced and unnatural and stupid. Anyways, you can tell I love her. Then there's Veronica and Tim. And Tim is Veronica's ex. We see Tim a lot on previous seasons. And Veronica's dating Jamal, who is baby girl Lisa? Kimberly's son. Jamal and Tim are fighting. Jamal doesn't like that Tim and Veronica are still best friends and
sure,
hang out all the time.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And Jamal says that Chloe, who is Veronica's daughter, said that Tim is a bad dad to Chloe. Because raised Chloe.
Right.
Not her biological dad, but Tim raised her.
Yeah.
And Jamal's like, Chloe says you're a bad dad. You know, she tells me everything. Chloe and I are close.
Well, yeah, because they're closer in age.
Yeah, which always still weirds me out because like
both,
every episode.
Gen Z?
Yeah, I'm like, you vibe more with Chloe than you do with Veronica. This is weird. And now that's you're weird. Like standing up for Chloe. It's just bizarre. Jamal calls Tim a little bitch and then like Jamal runs away. I don't know. It's just drama. It's stupid. Then there's Natalie, who's kind of the only interesting person on the show.
Yes, love Natalie.
So Natalie is, I don't even want to say dating. I'll say she's interested in this guy, Josh, who owns a modeling agency something. They've been, I guess, dating kind of on and off for a while. And Natalie has moved to Los Angeles to be close to him, but also, I guess, to have a career. Josh has bought Natalie a car, which makes no sense to me.
What kind of car is it?
She didn't say,
they didn't show it.
No, it's just a confessional with the two of them where she's like, Josh bought, or I can't do it.
Josh bought me a car.
And Josh is like, well, I'm really proud of her and I know how hard she's working. And I'm like, did Josh have an extra car that like,
it's like a 1991 Honda Civic.
No, I honestly think it is. Like, and the windows don't work. I think he just needed, it was probably easier to give it away than it was to sell it.
Because
he didn't want to play the tax, it's a charity tax write-off. to like Ukrainians
donating
in America.
To charity.
Yeah, Ukrainian refugees. So he gets Natalie a car. Now, Natalie has no money. She has no money income right now. She needs a job.
She's got a lot of Instagram followers, right? How many does she have? She can sell stuff.
I know. I don't see her as being very good at influencing.
What?
Like, if Natalie tried to sell me something, I would be kind of like, I'm good.
What's her name? Natalie More. She has 340,000 followers. Not bad.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
She could like do a vibrator or something like stupid like that.
Yeah. Oh, she did one post for this like some sort of laser microneedling thing.
She could do. I bet that's a good spot.
That's probably just for like free for like.
It was probably a swap. But
yeah, she has like a photo of her doing the, you know, like an advertisement.
There. Yeah. Josh sets her up for an interview at his cousin's chiropractor office for the receptionist job.
Okay.
And it is a disaster. First of all, Natalie has met this cousin before briefly at like a party that she went to with Josh, and she was so rude to him at the party. It's funny that now she's going to an interview with this guy. The chiropractor place is called Joint, and she goes like, you know, like for
That's
joint,
funny.
Like your body joints. And she goes to the place, and first of all, the interview's at night, which I'm like, weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Unless it's whenever it's like daylight savings or whatever and it gets dark at 4, like that's the only
right.
It was
what
dark
is it daylight
out.
Savings or is it like an 8
p.m.? I need a fact checker on when this was the date and time because it was dark out and that was sus to me. But she walks in and she's like, oh, Joint, what a beautiful name for a store.
Oh, Joint, beautiful
name. And I was
name.
Like, you have no idea what to say, do you? So he asks if she has a resume and she says yes, but it's in Ukrainian. And he's like, I don't speak Ukrainian, so that's not going to be helpful.
Fucking put it in Google Translator.
Yeah. And so then he's like, okay, I'll ask you some questions then. And she can't answer any of them. It's like I don't know if she's so nervous or just doesn't. She just goes blank. And he's like, you know, do you have any phone or administration experience? And she's like, yes. And he's like, okay, at what job? And she's like,
yes.
Yeah, she's like, yes. She's like, yes. I don't know, but I have it. And he's like,
what do you mean you don't know?
She's
for sure had a job before.
I don't know that she has, because she was married. Remember?
That's right. She was married to that rich guy.
She was married to a rich guy, and then she got divorced, and then she met Michael or whatever, and then married him. So I don't know that she's ever had a real job. I don't think she's ever had a job.
Right. Because she was she was in that music video in Ukraine. So modeling maybe she was doing.
I think she's done modeling and that's it. Because he's asking her questions about answering phones or using the computer. And she's like, yes, I've done that. And he's like, where? At what job? What job would that be at? And she's like, oh, I don't know, but I have. And
lie.
Yeah.
My resume's in Ukraine. It's this place called blah, blah, blah in Ukraine. What are they going to do? Check?
He's like, yeah, what is he going to do? Long distance call? Just say it. And then he goes, all right, well, what would your past employers or people close to you say about you? You know, if they had to describe you. And then she goes, well, Josh would say that I'm very needy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, do you know you're at a job interview right now?
Oh my
what is
God.
Wrong with you?
Not personal. They need, what would they say?
Yeah,
I'm very responsible.
Yeah.
I have a great attention to detail. I'm very friendly with customers.
Right. She's like, no, boyfriends say I cry a lot and psycho. She's like, I am sorry, but I'm so in awe that you're Josh's family. Can I ask you some questions? And he's like, okay.
Can I ask you some questions? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
She says, do you know Josh's baby mama?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she goes, do you know any of Josh's exes? And do you know if Josh is looking for something serious?
Oh my. This is
for her job interview.
This is hilarious.
Her job interview. Yeah. And he's like, I don't know. I kind of keep it separate and
right.
This is a work thing. So I don't really talk about stuff like that.
That is so funny.
Yeah. She's like, oh, okay, well, nice to meet you. And then it ends. And
nice
it's like
to
his
meet you.
Yeah. And they've met before. And then it's his confessional being like, that was the fucking weirdest job interview I've ever had in my life.
She's hired.
Yeah. When can you start?
We need more publicity for the store.
Yeah.
Yes, we will hire you.
And it's funny because the next scene is her cooking and she's like, I have not heard back from the chiropractor office, but it will probably be in the next few days. Girl, you're not hearing back.
Oh my God.
But so anyways, she's throwing a dinner party at her new apartment for Josh and his friend David, who is a producer. And she's like, he works in the entertainment industry. Can you believe it? But it's like, for sure a low budget horror, short film guy.
He once got a film funded on GoFundMe or whatever.
Yeah, he's directed porn. God bless him. He is very nice and very sweet and so respectful when Natalie goes absolutely bonkers.
He's not a producer at Paramount Pictures.
No, he's not the CEO of Miramax. So they go to this dinner and there's shrimp cocktails. It's the funniest, most 80s dinner that I've ever seen. And she serves a lot of Ukrainian food.
Was there one of those, what are those ice cream cakes? What's it called?
Vienna. Yeah. Vienna. Yeah. It's just very, if you Googled nice cocktail party or something, she was trying to do that. It was sweet. Her apartment's very small though. It's like a one bedroom for she and her mom. And,
do they share? It's a one bedroom
studio. It might be a studio. They share it because she has no money. So the table, she has a fold out table that she's done. And then some of them are sitting on the bed.
Oh, yeah. That's a studio apartment for you.
The bed
is the couch.
So some of them are sitting on the bed and then there's the table and then there's chairs around the table. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
She's trying.
She's trying. So then Natalie goes like, David, I know you're a producer and I want to be an actor. So I'm going to perform for you a Shakespeare monologue in Ukrainian.
No.
And everyone's like, right now? And she's like, yes. And she does a monologue, a Shakespeare monologue in Ukrainian. But before she starts,
to be or not to be. She has her skull.
You have to watch it. You like,
I gotta watch.
Literally, just watch this part. Before she starts, she like gets into character. She like, it's silent. Yeah. And she like goes inside of herself and she gets serious. And then she leads in and she starts doing this monologue. And you could tell people are trying so hard not to bust up laughing. They're just,
But you don't know what she's saying because it's Ukrainian. No, yeah.
It could be anything. Who knows what she's saying? It's crazy. Wow. And then everyone doesn't know what to do. So they clap when she's done. And then David is like, that's really great. You know, would you like to try out for a horror movie I'm producing sometime? She's like, oh, yes. And then when everyone leaves, she's like, oh, it's my big break. I can't believe it. So embarrassing. Yeah. Then we move on to Tyrae. Who is the one who was catfished last season. Yeah, and then stood up this season. He's on a boys' trip to New Orleans with his friends. And his friends are like, he is just trauma dumping around town. They're like going to different bars. And Tyrae is like, I dated a man for 4 years. I got catfished.
No.
Like, he's just telling everyone
the
his story.
Bartenders.
Yeah.
Here's my story. Just, like, ugh.
Yeah, it's bad. He just like has no game. But then they meet a table of girls who are on a girls trip. Uh-huh. Tyrae asks one of them out and they talk. And she just got out of a long marriage, which is red flag. They're not going to, they're probably not going to date. But he asks if she wants to hang out again outside of like this group hang they're doing. And she says, yes. She's like, you're sweet. Big teddy bear, and I think you're really genuine and nice. Okay. So they're allegedly going to hang out again. We'll see what
happens.
Okay. Yeah. So that was that for this episode. Next week, Debbie goes to Miami to meet Ruben, the Groovin Cuban.
I gotta watch next week. Yeah, I'll do it.
We'll see where that goes. And that's
about
it.
Shakespearean monologue.
You have to at least watch it. It's so scary. Oh, it's like she's like channeling the devil or something. It's so weird. Anyways, if you guys have any 90 Day Fiance insider info, please email, call us, or comment. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's another 90 Day Fiance, baby. Oh, it's another 90 Day Fiance.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.